This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Tom Menino, Boston's longest-serving mayor, known for his attention to detail, his work ethic, and his legacy in Boston, died today at the age of 71. The successor to the office that Menino held for 20 years, Marty Walsh, recalled his last conversation with Menino.
This is the last concern that he expressed to me. He was sitting in the hospital bed. I was on the phone with him, and we were talking. And he said, "You're going to be a great mayor as long as you take care of the people of Boston and keep the people first." His last concern to me was the people of Boston.
Menino was diagnosed with advanced cancer in February a week ago. He announced he was suspending cancer treatment in his book tour. He died in the company of his family and friends this morning, according to his spokeswoman, Dot Joyce. Among those who are remembering the mayor today is former Boston City Councilor Rob Consalvo. He grew up in Menino's neighborhood of Hyde Park, and he remembers Menino as a mentor. When we spoke with Consalvo today, we asked him the biggest lesson he learned from Menino.
Always care about people and always try to make a difference in the lives of others and make your goal and your mission to be someone who is someone who wants to make a difference for their neighbors and friends and to love your city and love your home. He loved Boston. He loved being mayor. He loved his neighborhood of Reedville and Hyde Park, loved being a city councilor. And he was passionate about making sure that government was a vehicle to do good for people and that public service was a noble cause because you could make a difference in the lives of others and change and transform neighborhoods in our city.
What's his legacy in your mind?
Well, I think his legacy is we have an incredibly strong city, a vibrant city, a city that people want to live in. I think the legacy is that he gave his all, 110%. To moving Boston forward into the new century and how much he loved the children of the city. I think one of the great legacies of the mayor is going to be how much he cared about the kids and the young adults, how much he wanted to make sure that they had a great life, that they were safe and had great neighborhoods to live in. You know, you watched his work with the Boston Public School children. I have three kids in the Boston Public Schools, and you would see the when he would come to visit the school and his love of the kids in the schools and wanting to make public education be the best urban school district Boston in the country so that the kids could have a great education. And he, you know, Camp Harborview, where kids could have a safe place and an oasis in the summertime. And the summer jobs program, arguably probably one of his number one passions, making sure that any kid who wanted a job in the city in the summer could get one.
Do you have a story or an anecdote that you could share with us? I don't know if it's having dinner with him, if it's going around the city with him. What is sort of imprinted in your mind when you think of Tom Menino?
The story I would tell is I was a pretty brand-new city councilor, and we had a tragic car accident that took the life of a very young woman in our neighborhood whose family was a longtime family in our neighborhood. And they had approached me about renaming the street in her honor. And that's a whole bureaucratic process to do that, as you can imagine. And it was right around when the DNC was in town. And here I am, this sort of new city councilor, asked to get time with him. He didn't hesitate for a second to have me come to his office without an appointment, unannounced, to sit down and talk with him about how we make this a reality. He spent 2 hours with me. And, you know, probably much to the chagrin of his staff who were prepping him for a national stage, he put all that aside and worked with me for 2 hours on making sure that this family in Hyde Park could get this street named after their daughter. I never forgot that.
All right. Former Boston City Councilor Rob Consalvo, remembering former Boston Mayor Tom Menino, who died today at the age of 71. Thank you very much, Rob.